We're starting here on the top of Mem and Aleph. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Sedin Bitzitzit. So Sedin, when we're talking about Sedin, is a linen beged. Bitzitzit automatically assumes that we're talking about Semer, we're talking about wool, because Techelet requires wool. If that's the case, we're talking about Kilayim, a case of Kilayim. Beit Shammai Putrim, Ubeit Hillel Michayevin. Beit Shammai says you're Patur, Mitzitzit in this case. Ubeit Hillel Michayevin said that you do have to put Tzitzit in the beged. Halacha, as we know, Kedivrei Beit Hillel. The halacha is like Kedivrei Beit Hillel. The question of why Beit Shammai Putrim is subject to a machloket here of Rishonim. Rashi claims, if you look on the first top line of Rashi, Beit Shammai Putrim min Tzitzit, Ledol Darshinan Smuchin. They are not Doresh Smuchin. We know the dispensation for allowing one to put kilayim in tzitzit is the juxtaposition of gedilim taselecha, which is right by lo tubash beged shatnez. Those two psukim are, that's one pasuk, they're juxtaposed, and therefore we say that there's a heter of putting kilayim into tzitzit. So Rashi claims here that the machlokes is in the ikaron, whether you darshan that smuchin. Beit Hillel says you do darshan smuchim, therefore kilayim overrides tzitzit. Beit Shammai says no, that it does not override because there is no smuchim. If there's no smuchim, you're restricted. You can't violate shatnez or kilayim in order to be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzit.
What about tzitzit?
We can't because tchelet has to be made out of tzemer. The Gemara is talking about a time when they had tchelet. I mean, the Gemara is talking about with
tchelet. But the Mishnah says one's not malakit the other.
Correct, but you can't do the mitzvah ketikuna. You're asking, I say the chalot aseh. So we'll see. The Gemara is going to deal with that. Why is it that can you say I say the chalot aseh in this case when you have another option? Right now, Rashi says something. That's number one. That's the way Rashi explains the machlokes. Rashi also says something else, which is very interesting and also very controversial. If you look, we're going to continue reading Rashi just a little bit more. It says, "Those shinin smuchin the mishmei kilayim tzitzit." So now, "Hai tenakan lashon pipatur v'chiyuv." Well, if we're talking about miikar adin, whether you're allowed to put kilayim tzitzit, how should the bright have read? It should have been mutar and asur. Beit Hillel thinks it's mutar to have kilayim tzitzit. Beit Shammai believes it's asur. When you say chayav and patur, that sounds like that's a din in it, whether you put in tzitzit or don't put in tzitzit, but not whether it's mutar or asur, the way Rashi explained the machloket. So Rashi says, I'll explain that to you. Mishum tzitzit chovahu da beget. Tzitzit is a chovah da beget, not chovah da gafra. And therefore, b'afilu ein olob shah. Even if you don't wear the beget, there's an obligation to put tzitzit in it. V'isur ve'eter nami b'hatalya. And Isser Neter also deals with that. The cave into the Beit Shammai Patur, Havilu Kilayim, Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah. So according to Beit Shammai, that you're Patur, Havilu Kilayim, you're violating Kilayim, Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah. Vovar Lehem Mishum Kilayim, and then you're in violation of Kilayim. Ul Beit Hillel, the Mechayvi Lebit Tzitzit, and Beit Hillel says you are Chayav in Tzitzit, then the Dashin and Smuchin, Ven Kamishum Kilayim, Mutar Lelov Shan. So what he suggests, Rashi over here, is that Eino Chanami, Mutar and Asur are the proper Lashon for the Machloket between them. But that also extends into the aspect of Chiyuv and Patur. You're only going to be Chayav in Tzitzit if you believe it's Mutar to put Tzitzit, Kilayim in Tzitzit. You're going to be Patur from putting in Tzitzit if you believe that there's a restriction against putting Kilayim in Tzitzit. Ubetalik Pshel Tzemer Nami the Beit Shammai Asur LaSop Alavan Shel Pishtanu Tchelet Shel Tzemer. And the way the Rashi is learning the Machloket, that it's all about this Ikar, whether you darshan smuchim or not, according to Rashi, Beit Shammai would even say in a case where you have a Tzemer Beget, you cannot put in Pishtan Tzitziot. And of course Beit Hillel would say, fine. El Alavan V'Tchelet Shel Tzemer L'Beit Hillel Mutar. V'hai did not get pluktayu b'sadin. So then why did the Gemara only bring down their machloket b'sadin and a linen beged? Shum the psikle milte. Because in that case it's obvious. They ain't both tzitzit below kilayim. There's no way to have tzitzit in that beged without it. Shikar mitzvah tzitzit chelet. K'tiv be'i v'tchelet imru. So the Ikar din of tzitzit comes with tchelet, and since it comes with tchelet, therefore that's the example that they brought down. So according to Rashi, you have an interesting machloket here. Number one, the machloket revolves around whether you dorish smuchim or not. That's number one. Number two is, Rashi says that tzitzit is a chovat ha-beget and not a chovat ha-gavra. And therefore, since it's a chovat ha-beget and not a chovat ha-gavra, then you don't use the term asur and mutar, but rather chayav and patur. Because you can't say about a beget of arba kamfot that it's asur to have it around. No. Once you have a beget of arba kamfot around, you're then chayav to place tzitzit or patur to put tzitzit on it. It's not a question of mutar and asur to have this beged around. It's just a question of you're obligated when the beged's around to put tzitzit or not. So that's why the lashon of chayav and patur. But Rashi says these two chidushim. Machlok is about smuchin. So therefore it'll apply in both directions. Whether the beged is tzemer or the beged is sadin, you can't put kilayim in it. And number two, that tzitzit are chovat a beged. So you can obviously argue on Rashi from two perspectives. One is that tzitzit is a chovat a gavra, not chovat a beged. And number two is you can argue on Rashi and say that machlokes b'dil and b'shamay is not mi'ikar adin. Mi'ikar adin, everybody agrees that kilayim is permitted, but tzitzit, mina Torah. The impermissibility of it by Beit Shammai is a gzeira derabanan. Gzeira derabanan for other, which we're going to see in the Gemara, other extenuating circumstances. And this will influence how you read the rest of the Gemara. The rest of the Gemara is going to talk about reasons not to put kilayim into tzitzit. According to whom is that said? If you read like Rashi, that means it's all said according to Beit Hillel. According to Beit Shammai, there's never kilayim in tzitzit. And therefore all these gzeirot are aliba de Beit Hillel. If you believe that Beit Hillel says mutar legamre, and Beit Shammai's restriction is a restriction of gzeira, then the gzeirot that are mentioned in the Gemara are gzeirot to explain the position of Beit Shammai, or why you would restrict in those cases. So if you look in the Tosafot already brings down that Rashi's pshat, and then he starts to question it. If you look on top, on the top Tosafot, it says Persha Kuntris. So if you skip down a number of lines, it says Mashmi Toch Persha Kuntris, the Tzitzit Kilaim Hud Asrina, Bechem Persh Bechuva, Bechem Katav Rabbeinu Yitzhak Rabbi Huda, Bekasha, Dam Rina Vereshi Vamot, Afilo Mantolo Dorish Smuchim Baalbo Mishnah Torah Dorish. Even according to the Manda Omer that says that in general through the Torah is not Dorish adjacent. Juxtapositions of the Torah have no impact, except there is one exception to that rule, and that's in Sefer Devarim. Well, Gedilim Tasselecho is found in Sefer Devarim. So if it's found in Sefer Devarim, then even according to ones who say you're not Doris Smuchim, at least here you should be Doris Smuchim. So now, Tosus goes, alright, we can say maybe, Severe Lake Rabbi Huda, Tolo Doris Smuchim, maybe they hold like Rabbi Huda, Hechad Muchach Umufne. We need a special reason to Darshan Smuchim, even in Mishmah Torah. So that way, if they find some Monda Omer that says, that. Then he says, "V'tu b'seder Rav Amram Gaon posuk Beit Shammai b'ha that in Rav Amram Gaon he paskins like Beit Shammai v'anon pshita the perish of kuntzus kimlan kebeit hilal kemuchach b'chol duchte." According to Rashi, you have to believe that the loch is like Beit Hillel, because we know that throughout Shas the Gemara believes that kilayim is allowed in tzitzit, but Rav Amram Gaon is paskin like Beit Shammai. The only way to do that is to believe that Beit Shammai me'ikar adin believes that kilayim b'tzitzit is mutar. That just goes there. That they wrote to stop it. And later on, he says v'tukash to the perish of kuntres. In addition to that, another problem with the perish of Rashi is the plukto damorayi. It's a machlokes amorayim coming up on member mudbet whether tzitzit is chovat a gavro chovat talit. Over here, Rashi is like at a conclusion. Chovat talit, chovat a beged. What do you mean? That's a machloket amorayim. How's Rashi over here saying that? This one is of course says chovat a beged. We know that's a machlokes va'od dekaim along. And he says it very simply, Chovat Agavra. I can prove to you that we believe that tzitzit is Chovat Agavra, because what is our bracha? What bracha do you make every morning on your tzitzit? Lihita teif bat tzitzit. Lihita teif means that the mitzvah is to put on the tzitzit. If you believe that's Chovat Abeged, why would you make a bracha of Lihita teif bat tzitzit? That's not what generates the chiyuv. The chiyuv has nothing to do with putting it on. It's when it's sitting in your closet, you're also chayav. So that can't be the reason. Ubakach perish Rabbeinu Tam. This is all the way towards the end of this Tosvot. Beit Shammai nami chiyuve mechayve. The Min HaTorah, Beit Shammai believes that your chayav and tzitzit even makum klaim. And they're going to be poter because of gzeirot that we're going to explain in the Gemara. And that makes sense now why the Gemara picked only a linen beged. Why did it only pick a linen beged? Because there you're obligated to put in tzitzit because of the tchelet. And in that instance, all these gzerot apply. We'll see why all the gzerot apply, because they're all about tchelet. They're all about the issues with tchelet. So that makes a lot of sense why the Gemara picked sadin and not these other things. Umiyu, tamed hashikim delifshar nitchaseh delotaseh. Your question. He says, okay, if it's not efshar, bizman hazeh, there's nothing else to do. So let us say, I say, dochelot, I say, if techelet, there's no gzeira of techelet, and therefore you don't have some of the problems we're going to see, there's no gzeira, then we should say that sadin b'tzitzit is doche, because if I say, dochelot, I say, doesn't leave that as a terachion. Why we just don't say, I say, dochelot, I say, once you get rid of the gzeirot, then there's no reason not to put kilayim b'tzitzit. If you believe both Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai believe that mikra din, you can be doche, and number two is the gzerot fall away because we don't have tchelet, then that should bring you to a position where you say, I say tochelot, I say, put on white tzemer on a beged of pishtan. Now the answer there could be that you have yesh lecha efsherut acheret. You could put white linen in there. And you can hold like Shmuel, who says that when you have a choice between I say tochelot, I say, and be mekayim both, we tell you go be mekayim both. So if you put in white linen tzitzis, maybe that's the case. But Tosus raises your issue of Asei Tocholotas in the context of once you get rid of Tchilet and the Gzerot. So you see the two key differences between Tosfot and Rashi. Rashi believes, number one, that Beit Shammai believes your Potter the Gamre. They do not believe in Kilayim being Dochet Tzitzit whatsoever. That's Meikar Adin Min HaTorah. Therefore, we paskin like Beit Hillel in this sugya, because we believe Kilayim is Dochet Tzitzit. The following Gemaras that come up are all about Gzerot according to Shitat Beit Hillel. That's the way Rashi reads it, and Rashi believes that the tzitzit are chovet a beged. Tosfos argues in all of those points. Number one, he says, tzitzit are chovet a gavro. Number two, he says, we paskin like Beit Shammai. And number three, he says, Beit Shammai agrees, midoraita, that tzitzit, kilayim b'tzitzit are doche. The only problem is, all these gzerot. These gzerot are aliva the shita Beit Shammai. And that's why we don't say kilayim is doche tzitzit, but we paskin like divrei Beit Shammai. So those are the differences between the two approaches, other Rishonim also. But those are the differences. Rashi and Tosfot really lay out for you the two ways you could read the sugya. Then when we look at each piece of the sugya, it'll make a difference which way you read the sugya, which is like the next line here. Amar Rabbi Lezer b'Rabbi Tzadok. Halo kol amatil tchelet b'Yerushalayim, enu ela min amat mi'in. Anybody who puts tchelet into their beged in Yerushalayim is min amat mi'in, is eccentric, unusual. So now, what does that question mean? What does it mean, min amat mi'in? So Tosfos brings down, Rashi brings down two interpretations as well, which is, one possibility is that the ena min amat mi'in is, they're doing something wrong. It's strange. Why are people putting tchelet in their tzitzit when it's not permitted whatsoever? The other possibility is, ena min amat mi'in, but it's not asur. It's not really asur, but people don't do it. So as Tosfos points out, B'konjus perish ne lishonot. Rashi brings two lishonot. U'lashon shenif sheperish dekoya Beit Shammai. The second lashon that says that it's going on Beit Shammai, the patri, they say it's patur. And the lashon here is, alo kol matil tchel b'shalem ino min amatimim. They're eccentric, they're unusual, but it's not a sur. And that would be a question on Beit Shammai. V'zeh keperush rabbeinu tam shalamala. The time of the shem Beit Shammai mishim gzeri. Doesn't make sense to place in a Beit Shammai. There's never a question. Beit Shammai doesn't believe that there is any heter of kilayim b'tzitzit. So then why would you ask a question from what the people in Yerushalayim did on the position of Beit Shammai? The Rashi brings it down either as a question on Beit Hillel or a support to the position of Beit Shammai. So the two lashonot that Rashi brings. So according to the lashon that it's a question of Beit Hillel, makes a lot of sense. According to the position that's a support for Beit Shammai, it makes no sense because Rashi believes Beit Shammai doesn't believe you're chayev at all. So the fact that it's a support for the position of Beit Shammai only works according to Rabbeinu Tam's explanation that Beit Shammai believes that Mikra din you're chayav, but you're patur because of Gzeret Rabbanan. And that makes sense, that people in Yerushalayim were mina matmin, because midor Rabbanan you shouldn't have put it in, but midoraita they were patur, and that makes a lot of sense. That would fit with the position of Beit Shammai. So I'm a rabbi, what's the answer? Im kein lama asua lefi she'in biki'im. Rabbi says, no, why did they asur it? Because they are not biki'im. So what does that mean, in biki'im? Rashi learns, in biki'im, lidros smuchim de kilayim betzitzit mutar. Va'ato lemishri kilayim b'chol makom. Problem was that they didn't know how to darshan smuchim properly. So they're going to see people wearing tzitzit, kilayim in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, they'll think that's a heter gomer to wear kilayim. So therefore, they said, no kilayim in Yerushalayim. Nobody can wear kilayim but tzitzit, because we're afraid of people extrapolate that and say kilayim can be worn anywhere. So we bring Beit Hillel, who says you're allowed to wear kilayim but tzitzit. We have this minhag in Yerushalayim that they don't wear kilayim but tzitzit. And Rabbi comes along and says, I'll explain it to you. They did that because they were worried that people would extrapolate that to all kilayim. So therefore they didn't do it. According to the second shot that we brought, that Rabbi Elezer is a support for the position of Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai says that it's ikar din, it's hayah, but there's gzeir the rabbanan. And Rabbi Elezer says it's a support. Rabbi comes along, explain what the din, why they had this gzeira. Amar Rabbi, what's the reason for the gzeirah? It's because they ain't bikiyin. They're not bikiyin, and therefore they would extrapolate from that kilayim tzitzit is mutar, and then there'll be mashrei kilayim b'chol makom. And Rashi asks the basic question, how come if your din d'oraita is that you are chayab to put tzitzit in kilayim, how the Rabbanon can tell you don't put in tzitzit? So what is the answer that we give throughout Shas? Shei v'al taseh. Rabbanon are allowed to be gozer, but shei v'al taseh. Over here it's a shei v'al taseh. Because you put on the baguette and we say, don't do anything. Don't put on tzitzit and be violate kilayim actively, but rather passively be in violation of not putting in tzitzit by arba kinfot. So amalei rova barav harachano the rova, ulu ramu bay asarav and afka the shuka. Get 10 people together. Put in kilayim b'tzitzit, umafarsa l'milto, and then make a public display that you're allowed to put kilayim b'tzitzit. So he says, kosh kein demetamu ilon, then there'll be even more in awe or surprise that here these are Talmid Chachamim wearing kilayim b'tzitzit, and they'll do more, they'll extrapolate it even further. Before they thought there were just some people walking around in kilayim b'tzitzit, maybe we can't follow them. They see all these big guns, all these big rabbis wearing kilayim b'tzitzit, they'll say, oh, for sure kilayim is mutar, and they'll be matir kilayim the gamre. So it says, lidrusha b'pirka. Explain it in the pirka, in the big drusha, like Shabbos Agadol, or before Yom HaKippurim, Shabbos Shuvah, when you do the halachos of the chag. When you have everybody there, gathered around, tell them the halacha. The halacha is that tzadim b'tzitzit is mutar, and that's the only time kilayim, because the drush of smuchim is mutar, to be placed in a beged. Otherwise it's not to explain. That's not. It says, gzeira mishum kala ilan. Problem is that we're worried about fake dyes. Kala ilan was a blue dye, very similar to tchelet, that obviously is not mikayim the mitzvah of tchelet. So what's going to happen? You're going to put in woolen tzitzit that you think are tchelet, that were dyed with this false dye of kala ilan, and you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah of tchelet. So you're going to be doing an aveira of kilayim, shelo b'makom mitzvah. You're not going to accomplish the mitzvah because you don't have tchelet in there. I might ask a very, very important question, which has huge nafkamino to today. V'lo yehei elok elavan. It should be no worse than a white string. We said in the Mishnah that you pointed out that the tchelet ain't makev elavan, levan ain't makev et tchelet. Tchelet's not makev. So therefore, if you don't have tchelet in there, what do we put in instead? We put in levan. We put in white instead. So you put in kala ilan. Good. You put in kala ilan. It's not tchelet. But it's still a string. It's still a string. It's a blue string. Fine. But it's a string. As long as you have a swollen string in there, you're yotzei mitzvah tzitzit. It should be no worse than a white string being in there. So fine. Even if they put in kala ilan, why are we worried about it? So that's huge nafkamino today for the people who claim that maybe tchelet isn't the real thing. The Gemara's question is very important here. Even if you believe that this tchelet that they found today, or any tchelet that they find, is not the real tchelet, what's your downside? The upside is, you're mekayim the mitzvah mitzvah, right? Then you have tchelet. What's the downside? Lo yelak elavan. It's no worse than a white string. So based on that, it's kedai to wear it, because you have no downside. Right? The only ikuv on that is has to do with the misora. That people believe that without a misora, you can't put on tchelet again, and that's the biggest ma'akev against today, tchelet, is this issue of, do you need a misora in order to put tchelet in? But this line in the Gemara is fundamental, essential to those who believe that it is or might be tchelet, that's worth taking the risk. This says, take the risk, because it's no worse than levan. Kevon de efsher b'minan. So, the problem is that you have an alternative. Over here, you have an alternative, which is what we spoke about before. Put in linen. Here, you don't. If you're putting in white wool tzitzit in a sadin, in a linen beged, you could have done white linen tzitziot. So what is that? Kiresh lokish. Over here, you have a sadin, you have a tzitzit, sadin, you have a linen baguette, and now you want to put in tzitzit. You have two options. You're only going to put in white. You can put in white wool, or you can put in white linen. What's your better option? If you put in white linen, you're mekayim both. You're not over the lotaseim kilayim, and you're mekayim the aseim tzitzit. If you put in wool, white wool, you're violation of kilayim, and you're mekayim the mitzvah. So which is the better way to go? Reish Lakish tells you the better way to go. The better way to go is, sheetus, put in linen and don't violate kilayim. So same thing, that's what Gemara says here. If you put in kala ilan, it's definitely on a wool piece because you think it's tchelet, and now you're putting wool. You're right, wool is no worse than white. But in white, you have an option. White, you couldn't put in linen, or you could put in wool. You should opt for linen, and that's why we don't want to do that. So only makil asay dochelot asay in instances where there's no choice. That's the only alternative. But over here, there is another alternative. So now the Gemara asks an interesting question. Veliv dekuha. Test it. What does that mean, test it? So it could mean one of two things here. Rashi brings two interpretations down what liv dekuha is. One possibility is, liv dekuha is that they should go out and send out agents to test all those people that are dying with tchelet, and basically give approvals. You're going to have to get a badat sticker that you are actually coloring or dyeing with tchelet and not kala ilan. That you'll have to go out and make sure that people know or the dyers know that we're dealing with tchelet. We got to check it out. The other possibility is liv dekuha means after you've gotten it. Let the people who bought it check whether it's tchelet or kala ilan. There are ways to test after the fact, whether it is tchelet or kalilan. Gemara says, elegzera mishum ti'ima. The problem is ti'ima. Now ti'ima means, as Rashi says, nisayom. The problem is because of a tester. Well, how do they test the tchelet? How do they know when the tchelet is right? They take out a tester's worth of the tchelet to check the coloring and the dyeing of it. Rashi describes here, and later on the Gemara describes a process where they put in an eggshell. They take out the eggshell and they see how the eggshell is dyed by the tchelet. And then they have to afterwards throw that out and burn it, that eggshell. So this is what's the fear here of the testing. There are two possibilities depending on what we thought the problem was over here. So the tester that you do, and Scherzer mentioned to me that he saw a program that the way they used to test the tchelet was, how do you know when the dye's reached its full darkness, its full color, is when it tastes so bad and so pungent, it makes you want to gag. So the reason they used the word te'ima here for the nisayon is because that's actually how they tested it. They tasted it. That was one of the ways that they tested it. So before we said there were two possibilities about liv dekuha. One was that we should go around and check all the vats and see that they're using tchelet and not kala ilan. So Gemara says the problem is that the people are going to take out testers worth of it, and what are they going to do with the tester? They're going to dump it back into the vat. If they dump it back into the vat, it's a problem. Because all tchelet has to be made lishma, and if you dump the tester back in, you took something that wasn't used for lishma but used for a test, and you dumped it back into the vat. So they don't know that. They don't have a din, and they're going to dump the tester back in. If we said that we want the individuals to test it, what's the problem? We're afraid that they took the tester and they dyed the wool with the tester. So you're going to test it. You're going to test the tchelet and it's going to come out to be tchelet. But the tchelet that was used here was tester tchelet and not tchelet from the vat. So where it says, l'lich deva diske. Write out a diske. A diske means like a proclamation. Write out a proclamation to tell all the workers with the vats of tchelet that they should know that when they take out a tester, they can't dump it back in the vat. They have to throw it out. And therefore they'll know either to throw it out or not to dye anything with the testers. Gemara says, a diske likum lismuch? That won't be sumach on a diske. A proclamation is going to be enough that we know everybody does what we say?
I don't get it. Before the Gemara was satisfied with the idea of, so you should be doresh, teach the
in the Pirka.
So that was, and the Gemara accepted that. But why are you saying proclamation? Just say, so teach it in shir.
Right, so Rashi mentioned your question. So your question, and it is found in the last two lines. Rashi v'hocho, lekele marmar le'idrashe b'pirko, v'ishitzovim t'chelet harbei, b'kvachim u'b'kvarim, sh'ein shumim drasha shelanu, v'gam b'mekomot harachukim. So you're dealing with different constituency. When before you said l'idrashe b'pirko, you're dealing with the people of Yerushalayim, and you're trying to extract the people. They're going to see people walking around with kilayim b'tzitzit, and they're going to extrapolate it. Those are the type of people we're in the city. We can bring the people into the Pirka and explain to them what happened or what's going on. This case, we're dealing with people in far reaches of the lands where they do all the dying. They're not all coming to the Pirka. They're not all coming to the Drusha. We're trying to send out something that's going to affect large numbers of people, not a smaller constituent.
You should have answered that the Pirka isn't good enough because the people who aren't in the cities.
But they're not going to see it. The people who aren't in the cities aren't going to see what's going on in the cities. They're not going to see people wearing kilayim b'tzitzit because they won't know of the heter to wear kilayim b'tzitzit. The only people in the city are going to see those people, and then they won't extrapolate it. And the Gemara says, "What do you mean? Likyam v'lismach amar rava hashto chometz v'pesach." This is minyan adiyoma chometz v'pesach v'yom kippurim to karet samchinen adiske. Here we deal with these proclamations when they're ma'aber the shana in Adar, they make it a second Adar, which we deal with chometz, which is a chiyuv karet, or when they're ma'aber the chodesh, when they have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and they extend Elul an extra day, and they have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so Yom Kippur is doche nidchet today, and there's a chiyuv karet of eating on Yom Kippur. Over there we're somech on these diskaot, we're somech on these proclamations, why can't we be somech on them over here? Gemara says, over there you're dealing with a chiyuv karet, and we're sumach on the proclamations. Over here you're just dealing with an asay the alma of tzitzit. I said this. Kavati. And in Eretz Yisrael they say the same thing about the same thing I said. Rabbi Zeira says in Eretz Yisrael, Shema Yikras Sadino B'toch Gimel. We're afraid that maybe his beggar will rip within Gimel. We have to see what Gimel means. V'itfareno, and then he'll stitch it up. It says, what's going to happen is the beggar's going to rip, and when the beggar rips, it's posel the beggar from being chayav and tzitzit, and then you will restitch it up, and when you stitch it up again, you're going to be in violation of taseh lo min asui. The tzitzit were already on the beggar before it had shame beggar. So you ruined the beggar, got ruined, and now you're going to stitch up the beggar and give it a shame beggar again. But the tzitzit were already in there. And that's the sevelo min asur. You have to put the tzitzit into a beggar that is chayav. You cannot have tzitzit already be present in a, before it gets to be a beggar that is chayav. So that's a fear. So that's our fear here, is that you're only allowed to be in violation of kilayim b'makom mitzvah. When you have taseh lo mitzvah ma'nasui, it's in violation. You haven't been kind of mitzvah tzitzit. But not only are you not been kind of mitzvah tzitzit, now you're in violation of kilayim of a lo taseh. So that's what we're worried about over here. That's the gzeira over here. The gzeira is that we're worried. You're going to be in violation of kilayim because you're going to make a mistake about the asay. Now, Rashi explains, what does it mean within gimel? Rashi says, within gimel, min ha knaf. That within three of the knaf, it's going to rip off the knaf, it's going to ruin the corner. Rashi says, Perisha Kuntris. The Rashi explains here is, Bechute Pishtan. He's going to stitch it up with linen strings. Sofa chutim atulim shani, he'll leave it hanging out. It'll be within three etzbaot of the corner. You'll stitch up the corner, you have a string of pishkan hanging down, and then you're going to add in tchelet to that string, and think it's a din of tzitzit. But that string was only put in there because it was making the beged, it wasn't put in there to be tzitzit. So then you're going to be in violation of tasev lo min asui. So that's what Tosu says. If Rashi is right, it says the problem here is not a problem of Tasev Lomen Asui. The problem is that when he puts that string in, it's not put in for tzitzit. It's not because of Tasev Lomen Asui. So Tosu explains, and that's what I explained to you originally, which is the easier understanding of this Gemara, is the beged ripped. When the beged ripped, it's ois beged. It's no longer a beged. And therefore, when you stitch up the beged, you're at Tasev Lomen Asui because now you made the beged chayav after the tzitzit were already in there. So those are two interpretations. One is Rashi's, who says you're going to use the string that you use to stitch it up as tzitzit. And Tosu says, no, you make it ois beged, and then you're not chayav, and then you make it a beged that's chayav, but the tzitzit already in there.
I mean, Rashi means that when you put the string in the beged, you didn't have it come out of the mitzvah. You only have to let the mitzvah once it's in. That's already
so Rashi does write something like what you're saying. Rashi writes a very strange thing in Tasev Lomen Asui. She'asa mitchila l'shol l'shem tzitzit. When you first put it in there, you didn't put it in l'shem tzitzit. You didn't do it l'shma. But that's not really the definition of Tasev Lomen Asui. Tasev Lomen Asui, it's irrelevant what you put. You can even put it in l'shma, but Tasev Lomen Asui. I'm putting this in for shem tzitzit. The problem is you're not chayav at that time. Rashi, because of what he says, redefines what Tasev Lomen Asui is. It's a very difficult explanation of what Tasev Lomen Asui is, but you're right. That's exactly how Rashi explains it. Alright, so those are the two possible interpretations. Let's just review the Gemara quickly, according to the two possibilities. We had Rashi's explanation of the Gemara, that the machlokas here is between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, and that's Mi'ikar Din D'oraisa. Mina Torah, Beit Hillel says, Kilayim is Doche Tzitzit. Beit Shammai says, Kilayim is not Doche Tzitzit, doesn't matter, never is Doche Tzitzit. We have a question from Eliezer. Now, according to only one explanation, does it really matter for Rashi? Which is, Rashi brings two explanations. We'll go with the one that makes sense according to Rashi, which is, Rabbi Eliezer is asking on Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel says that you do wear Sadim and Tzitzit. And he says in Yerushalayim, it was people, they didn't do that. It was, you were considered eccentric, eclectic. It was, nobody wore Kilayim and Tzitzit in Yerushalayim. So Rabbi comes to explain, no, that's because of a gzeiro. Mikardin, they were chayav and tzitzit. They didn't do it because they were afraid people would extrapolate that to other tzitzit. The Gemara asks, well, why don't you get a whole big, make a big public display of all the Rabbanan wearing and everybody know? Gemara says that'll make it even worse because then they'll see more real big guns, Rabbanan wearing kilayim and tzitzit on it. They'll definitely extrapolate that to other things. Gemara says, well, darshan it in the pirka. Yidorei shifir abim. Gemara says, okay, no, that's not the problem. The problem is gzeir mishum kala ilan. The problem is that we're worried about this false tchelet. Gemara says, false tchelet? Okay, false tchelet. It'll be no worse than having a white string there. So let it be false tchelet. Who cares? It's not a problem. The Gemara says, no, that's because of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, when I have an option to violate a lotase to become the mitzvah, or I have an option not to violate the lotase to do the mitzvah, what's better? Don't violate the lotase. Over here, I'm putting in white strings that are over the lotase of kilayim. I could have put in white linen strings and accomplished the same thing without violation of the lotase. Therefore, we should opt to doing the linen strings. So Gemara says, okay, so then let us live the kua. Let's check if it's really tchelet or not. We can do a check. Now, we there are two interpretations of what it means do a check. Either do a check means go and check all the vats that they're really using tchelet, or it means each individual should check when they get their tzitzit. They can test it to see if it is really tchelet or not. Gemara says we're worried about testers. Testers mean, according to the one who says that go test the vats, they were afraid that the workers are going to take out testers and dump it back into the vat, and we won't know about that. It'll be real tchelet, but we won't know that they dumped the tester in, and that'll be shlo lishma. The other possibility we explain is what the tester means. They'll use a tester to dye tzitzit. You'll get your tzitzit, you'll test it, it'll show tchelet as the test, but you don't know that it was done with a tester. That's tchelet. So that'll be a problem. Gemara says, send out a proclamation, a diskid. We'll send out a massive proclamation that you're not allowed to do that. Gemara says, we're not somech on diskid. Rava says, what do you mean we're not somech? We're somech l'makam karet. L'makam asay, we're not going to be somech. Gemara comes around, no, it's gzera of shema yitzfarenu. Maybe you'll stitch up the begin. And we have a problem with tasev lo menasoy. There we saw two interpretations. One of Rashi that says you're going to stitch up near the corner and make that string into a string of tzitzit. And we have Tosafot who says that we're afraid the begin will rip, be patur, mi tzitzit, and then you'll stitch it up again and make it chayav and tzitzit, and that'll be tasev lo menasoy. That's the way to read it according to Rashi. According to Tosafot, the machlokes between Beit Hillel and Shammai is not mikar din. Everybody agrees that when it comes to tzitzit, kilayim is nitcheit mipnei tzitzit. Beit Shammai has this gzeira derabonon about it. So then we have Rabbi Elazar who comes along, and over there is that gives support to that position. Rabbi Elazar says, wait a minute, in Yerushalayim, eino mina mitmain. They're only, people are eccentric, but they don't say it's asur. They're only eccentric. And Rabbi comes to explain, why is it that nobody was wearing it? If it's not asur, then why wasn't everybody wearing it? That's the gzeira. And based on the gzeira, then Tosos will go through the rest of the sugya. So those are the two ways to read the sugya. Again, the other ikar difference in Rashi and the Tosafot's pshat is Rashi believes that tzitzit are chobad beged, and Tosos believes that they are chobat hagavra. So those are the main differences in how to read that whole sugya and bring it down to where we are today. Now, move on to the next piece. Shoro Rabbi Zera l'sadine. Rabbi Zera used to take the tzitzit out of his beged, his sadin, if his linen beged. Rabbi Zera amar, why? Gzera nami mishum ksut laila. He was worried about the fact that you might wear it at night. Rashi explains that shema itkase bo v'laila, maybe you wear it at night, to patur mi tzitzit. At night, you're patur mit tzitzit, and what do you have here? You have kilayim, a beggar with kilayim. You're patur mit tzitzit, you're not mekayim a mitzvah. So you're in violation of kilayim without being mekayim the mitzvah tzitzit. Both Rashi, if you see Rashi says, gzera mishum ksut laylo, it's a problem ksut laylo. And Tosfot also explains over here that we can be mechiyach michan, that obviously laila is not some man tzitzit like Rabbi Shimo. Number two is that ksut yom is chayav, and ksut laila is patur. Both Rashi and Tosafot over here learn that the Ktur and the Chiyuv here are about the Ksut and not about Yom V'layla. Ksut Yom is Chayav, Ksut Layla is Patur. And that means that if you wear a beged, a day beged during the night, you'd be Chayav and Tzitzit. If you wear a night beged, you wear your pajamas during the day, you're Patur and Tzitzit according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. If you look at the Shiutu Mekubetzet Ot Aleph, he says about half, a little way down, halfway down in the Ot Aleph, he says that he brings down a case that Vamar Harav Ri Mikinon Shikachaya Minagosha the Riva Shayam Ashkim Kodem Amuda Shachar. When you get up at dawn, the Lomot Torah, Hayam Varecha Talito. He used to make a bracha. Oh, Mishum Hayu Yerushalmi. He used to make a bracha on it. Why? It's a ksut yom. It's a day beged, and he's, even if he's putting on a night, he's chayav. So he made a bracha on the tzitzit. He says, Avaloya Nira Beene Rab Shimon Bar Shimshon Levarech Valayla Tzitzit Kevon Delayla Labs Man Tzitzidi. Laila is not the time for tzitzit. Ve'anoeg b'slichot. What do you used to do? Aslichot, we start before sunrise. You do it at a time. And at nighttime, when you have tzitzit, put on tzitzit. Like in Ma'ariv and Yom Kippur, you put on tzitzit. What do? He said, you used to take a talit shula. You used to borrow a talit so that you wouldn't be chayav in a bracha, which is our minhag. We bring it down. That's the shita, Rashi and Tosafot. On the other hand, the Rambam, I'll read you the codification according to the Rambam. The Rambam says that we don't put in kilayim b'tzitzit because shloit kase b'layla, shein zman chiyub tzitzit. So he doesn't wear the beged at night because that is not the zman of chiyub tzitzit. You'll be doing kilayim, violating kilayim when there's no makom mitzvah. In Surah Ve'alotah, Sebeit she'ein mitzvah to say, shechovad ha'tzitzit, bayom, velo b'layla. Kavanat tefillin is during the day and not at night. Shenemar yitem otov shatriya. What's clear from, and the Gaon Mamoni puts it right away, Rambam disagrees with Rashi and Tosfot. Rashi and Tosfot say that it's ksut yom and ksut laila are the determinations. The Tosfot says that yom vilayla are the determinations. If no matter what baggage you're wearing, if you wear it during the day, you're chayav in tzitzit. Whatever baggage you wear at night, you're patur in tzitzit. Night is patur, day is chayav. So now that's an important distinction between them. When are you chayav? Pajamas that you wear during the day, or day clothes that you wear at night, do you have to put in tzitzit? It's a big nafkamina between these two shitot. According to the Rambam, pajamas during the day, you do have to put tzitzit in. According to Rabbeinu Tam Rashi, you do not. And according to, if you wear day clothes during night, according to Rambam, you're patur. According to Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, you're chayav in tzitzit. It's a big nafkamina between these two shitot. So the halacha, what do? We're choshish to both shitot. We're choshish to both shitot b'chomra to put tzitzit in. If you wear day clothes during the night, or night clothes during the day, we wear tzitzit. But the gabe brocha, we're machmir also for both, we're machmir like both shitot, that we only make a brocha when you're chayav according to both shitot. Only when you wear ksut yom, during the yom do we make a brocha on the tzitzit. So we are choshish for both shitot, and that's why we are no hek like the shitu mekubetz brings down, that when it comes to issues like putting on a talit during the amud shachar, that we borrow it, we don't do it, don't put on a brocha, because we don't want to be in violation of these two. But that's a big difference in these opinions. One of the big reasons to say that tzion v'layla is the Gemara in Kiddushin says that tzitzit are mitzvah saseh shas man groma. Well, if it's a mitzvah saseh shas man groma, it makes sense like the Rambam. Then you're talking about yom and layla. If you say it's ksud yom, ksud layla, why is that a mitzvah saseh shas man groma? If you wear ksud yom all day and all night, there's no zman groma about it. The Rabbeinu Tam over here says nevertheless. Because time is what creates the chiyuv in that type of beged. It's a very interesting Rabbeinu Tam, but he has to do that because he's saying it's ksut yom, ksut laila. Therefore, he has to say that zman grama is affected, that the zman affects the type of beggar that it is, and therefore it's called zman grama. So that's the difference between them. But what we've come to now is that this is a different problem. The gzeira of why you can't put in kilayim b'tzitzit is not because of astaseh v'lo menasuy, but rather because of nighttime. You're going to put it into a beged, and you're going to end up in a position where that beged is patur mitzitzit, and you're going to still be wearing it. So you're going to be in violation of kilayim shelo b'makom mitzvah. And that's the worry, and that's what we saw the Rambam bring down, is the reason for the fact that you can't put in the kilayim b'tzitzit. So now let's finish up the Gemara. Amar Rava, Amil Tamrei Vitmar B'mar Rava Mishmei Rabbi Zera Kabati. I said this, and in Eretz Yisrael they say the same thing in the name of Rabbi Zera. He shall beg it, the knafesh or the main beged is made out of whatever material, that is chayav and tzitzit, and the corners are made out of leather, chayavet. That's chayav because you go after the main beged. He shall or, if the main beged is leather, and the corners are made out of beged, out of some sort of material that's chayav and tzitzit, turah. My time, ikar beged be'inan. We go after the main body of the beged, and that determines whether you're chayav and tzitzit or not. Ravachai does the opposite, azal abatar knaf. He goes after the corner. Because he says, it's min kanaf. It says kanaf ptil techelet. So the kanaf dictates over here. Amarava, amarav schor, amaravuna. Heitil the balat shalosh, vishlim al arba, psula mishum tasev lo menasui. He put in tzitzit in a beggar that only had three corners. Then he creates a fourth corner and puts in tzitzit. That's pasul goes up. This is our classic tasev lo menasui. You put in the tzitzit before there was ever chayav in tzitzit. It didn't reach four corners till after, and you had three of the tzitzit yot in there already. Chassidim Rishonim means people who are makdaktik b'mitzvot. There's rizim b'mitzvot. Kevin Charguba Gimel. Once they already done Gimel etzvot, Hayumatin la tchelet. Once they had reached the point where it was Gimel etzvot, where it has a din of a beged, they used to start putting in their tzitzis right away. That's tasev lo menasui. The beged is not finished. You know, the four corners that are there are not the four corners that are going to be there at the end of the beged because you're going to keep stitching along the way. So how could they put in tzitzit? No, when they reach the last three, when they reach the last three, it's ba'ot, at the end of the beged, then they used to put in the tzitzit. Because at that point, you're already chayav, and those are going to be the corners, because within three, it's ba'ot, that's the corner. So they didn't finish. Before they finished the beged, they put it in, but it was already a beged that was chayav and tzitzit, and these would be defined as the corners, even when they finished the beged, because they're within three, it's ba'ot of the end. So that's fine. Zubar says, "Mi amrina tasev lo menasui." Do we really worry about tasev lo menasui? V'amar Rav Zera, heitil b'mutalet k'shera. If a person puts in tzitzit to a beggar that already has tzitzit, you have four tzitzit in there, and then you add an additional four. Now you have eight tzitzit in there, and then you cut off the first tzitzit that were there. K'shera, it's fine. So Amarov, hashtav b'boz tosif kai maselohavi. He says, when you put in the extra four there, you're in violation of Baal Tosif. You're putting an eight tzitzit on a beged. And when you're in violation of Baal Tosif, it's not a real maise. If it's not a real maise, then how can you call that tasev lo menasoi? Because when you cut off the first tzitzit, and the new tzitzit become the tzitzit, then there's a new maise over there. So at that point, when you cut the first tzitzit, that's the moment when these become new tzitzit. And therefore, it's not tasev lo menasoi. The asiya only happens when you cut off the first tzitzit. When you cut off the first tzitzit, it wasn't a maise before because you were in violation of Baal Tosif. When you're in violation of Baal Tosif, it's not classified as a maise. Then when you cut off the first tzitziot, that's the zman that it becomes real tzitziot. That's the maise, and it's not. That's the masui. So Mati Lav Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, wait a minute. Mi mai de gavlo sifei kamei kavein. How do you know that he's coming to add over here? Dilma levitule kamei kavein. Maybe he's not coming to add on the extra tzitziot, but to mivatel the first ones. So then there's no din about tzitziot, but maise iko. There's a maise at that time when he's not chayav in tzitziot. Because when he put them in, he wasn't chayav to put in tzitziot. And then when he cuts off the other ones, it's tasev lo menasui. And then you would have a problem. The Gemara leaves that as a problem. Maybe there's no proof from there. And Tosos points out over here, even according to the Manda Omer that says to be over in Baal Tosif, you don't need Kavana. When you have negative Kavana, you can stop it. So even if you're in violation of Baal Tosif without Kavana, if here we have negative Kavana, you don't want to be Mosif, that you can stop it from happening. So that's a very important principle in issues where we don't require Kavana. Even though we don't require Kavana, if you have negative Kavana, it does help to stop it. So Amar Abzera Barimatno, Amar Shmot Chelet, in Ba Misham Kilayim. Chelet doesn't have a dinim time, but filu b'talit p'tura. And even a talit that's patur. My talit p'tura. How could you say that? That there's no violation of kilayim in a talit p'tura. Ilei medalei bashirua. If you say there's not enough shir, it's not a real talit. Batanya, a talit shekatan mitkase bo roshu v'ruvo. V'agado yotzei baderech harai. That a talit that a katan puts on regularly, and a gadol would wear it in extenuating circumstances. Chaya b'tzitzit. Einu kitayin mitkase bo roshu v'ruvo. Af b'sha gadol yotzei baharai p'tura. If a katan doesn't use it on a regular basis, even though in extenuating circumstances a gadol would wear it, therefore it's patur mitzitzit. V'chein le'inyan kilayim, that's the same din by kilayim. If you're patur mitzitzit, then you're in violation of kilayim. V'avina ba ma v'chein le'inyan kilayim. What do you mean le'inyan kilayim? Ilei ma v'chein le'in li'sura di kilayim. If you say li'sura di kilayim, ha nantan we have a mishnah ain arayvi kilayim. There's no such thing as a temporary kilayim. You can't be, you're in violation of kilayim even if you put it on temporarily. It's no din of levisha by kilayim. Of course you're going to be chayav in these cases. Ain din arayvi kilayim shav bish ain a gadol. If you put in kilayim there, it's always going to be chayav. Even if you're poter mitzitzit, if you put in kilayim, that's a din in kilayim. Kilayim is a sur legamre. You can't put it in any beged. And the same din is true of sadin mitzitzit. So elamai p'tura, what does the word p'tura mean? Heitil mutelet. Must be done in a case where you put in an extra tzitzit. So if you put in an extra tzitzit, what does this say? That if you put in heitil mutelet, you're not in violation of kilayim. So that says, or supports that position that Rabbi Zera said, "Heitil mutelet k'shera." V'ama Rabbi Zera chad azimna. If that's true, all this is doing is repeating what Rabbi Zera said before. Here you're quoting something Rabbi Zera, and that's the same statement as Rabbi Zera before. It's Rabbi Zera saying it in both cases. Of course, he says that he believes heitil mutelet k'shera. So if this is the case, of course he's going to say k'shera. So I said, "No, chad amichal chaverta itmar." One we learn out from the other. We learn out that heitil mutelet k'shera, and then the second limo teaches us that if that's true, that heitil mutelet k'shera, you also will not be in violation of kilayim because you're doing the mitzvah tzitzit. You won't be in violation of kilayim. So it was an extrapolation of the original din of Rabbi Zera. Okay, we'll stop over here.